Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. It's Friday, Freedom Friday, Prosperity Friday, Feel Good Friday, and we have an amazing lineup for you. So starting now, 12 o'clock with Cornelia Stephanie's Stories of Hope. At 12:30, we have a brand new show, brand new host. You have to stay tuned to listen to Rosita Perez McLaurin. She is going to help you move forward in life. And then after that, we're moving in with an hour with Diane McClay, and she's going to bring in Cindy Lynn. And that is a series that you all don't want to miss. If you know of anyone in your life that's dealing with health challenges, you're definitely going to want to tune into that show. So thank you so much for tuning into Stories of Hope today. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie. My first guest is Dalton Jensen. He's a podcaster, he's an author, acquisition entrepreneur, and sales leader. He was raised in a small town in Iowa. He realized the value of building relationships early. His mission is to help budding entrepreneurs realize their dreams of being successful. Between his book and podcast, his focus has always been to expand people's minds. He currently resides in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife and two children. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here. I really enjoy this. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're here. You're podcasting, you're changing people's lives all over the place. So what got you started in the work that you're doing today? Because you got started, maybe you got the training early on, but something happened in your life that really set you on this path.
Yeah, there was one specific incident as I think about how this all started. And that was when I was working as a sales manager, and I was, you know, we had all gotten into the store one day, into our company one day. And I was like, man, I need to start doing something. I need to start a business. I need to sell something else. I need to get, like, you know, a little more control over my life. And a friend of mine had suggested that we open a store, selling CBD.
Okay.
And that was one of the few times in my life when I realized, like, all the noise went away. You know, I got really clear focused when I knew that would be the start of all of this. So it started with me and a few partners opening up a CBD store, and then it all kind of went uphill from there.
Okay. So you guys have been successful with the CBD store?
Yeah. Yeah, actually there was an exit with the CBD company, so I don't do that anymore. But what it did was it started off a chain reaction of everything else that came from it. And so one of the biggest lessons I learned with that venture was to just start, and that done is better than perfect.
Yeah, that's really good. And now, so what are you, you know, I know you have a book.
Yeah.
And you also have a podcast. So what are you selling now?
Yeah, absolutely. So now, like I mentioned, we're, you know, me and a few friends are getting more into the acquisition part of entrepreneurship. So looking at buying businesses and building those already existing businesses. But now, currently, while we have those projects in the works, I help business owners learn how to grow their businesses through selling. And it's a method that gets kind of overlooked when you're a business owner, right? Like nobody really thinks they have to sell what they're doing. And it doesn't really matter what words you use, right? We have to like convince other people and influence other people to exchange money for services or money for goods. And that's what I help people. That's what the book is about. The podcast is about introducing business owners to everybody so that, yeah, you can expand your mind, that you don't have to fit a mold, any specific mold to start what you're doing and start your journey. Like you can come from any background and in any circumstances and be successful.
So do you find that with men, it seems to be like with men, I don't know, is it easier for men to sell than it is for women to sell?
You know what's funny? I was a sales manager for a really long time over male and female teams. And women always crushed it.
Always
crushed it.
That's so good. But there is so many women that don't like it because right. They haven't realized yet that they can crush it.
Yeah, that they're powerful. Yeah. As far as men go, though, there's a lot of, you know, when I help any entrepreneur, but especially if I help like my male clients or things like that, there is some hesitation there because I just don't know why people don't get this.
Yeah.
In realm, you know, so yeah. We got to break down a few walls to help, you know, we got to explain things and influence people and do that. Yeah.
Well, I definitely, so do you have a copy of your book handy? Where you're sitting right here that you can point out?
No. It's all on my website.
Oh, it's digital. Okay.
Right, yep. Just digital right now. Yep.
Yeah. Good. Do you want to give us the address there?
Yeah. So you can find my book on daltonkjensen.com. So it's called Sales Genius. And you can find that right there on daltonkjensen.com. Should be up and ready to go.
Good. And are you also on social media?
Yeah. So on social media everywhere. And it's cool because my middle initial gives me a unique advantage because I'm on all social media at Dalton K. Jensen. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Anywhere you want to be.
Everything is matched Dalton K. Jensen. Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Here's the thing, Dalton. I definitely have a feeling that you and I need to collaborate on other things. Like I want to come on your podcast and talk. And then the other thing is I want to invite you to come into a conversation with me to talk to me about becoming a founding member in our app. Because we have an app where we feature the world's best leading influencers, small business consultants, entrepreneurs, coaches, entrepreneurs in their leading expertise in their field and under the umbrella of the new house. So basically, you know, selling is also a big part because I have a community, a mastermind group, where that's the reason why I asked you the question. You notice the difference between men selling and women selling.
Yeah.
Because when the women aren't feeling good about what they're offering and putting their offers together and putting their offers on the table and talking about it, because they haven't really learned how to crush it. But I definitely feel like you and I have some collaboration to do. And I'd love to, you know, meet with you again in the future to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on my podcast and the sales real quick, the sales training really resonates with men and women, but women especially, because I teach an empathy-based sales approach. So empathetic selling is where I approach this. And so it really changes how you view influencing and persuasion.
Yeah. I mean, that's really good. So you've gotten all your skills from the past and you're bringing it into the now with helping entrepreneurs become better marketeers. Mm-hmm. And really, what does it mean to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's like to be an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? It's like being an entrepreneur means that you're going to kick ass.
Right. Absolutely. You're absolutely.
Gonna, right. Because it's like, come on, you know, why are you an entrepreneur? And being an entrepreneur is not easy. We know it's not easy because who's the person, the CEO, the person that you have to, you know, talk to when the bills are due?
Right. Right. It's you. Yeah.
You know, so it's not easy. And that's why it's like, okay, to be an entrepreneur, it takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of determination and it takes ambition and strategy and, you know, all of the ways that you're going to, what it is that you're going to be doing to share your business out with the public and how you can solve their problems, how you can help them with what it is that you're doing. Would you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. And the better that you can connect with people and the better that you can meet them where they are and on their level, the better chance you have of getting anything from that relationship, whether it's the deal or whether it's a partnership or a referral or whatever there is. And that's something that people miss as well. Like, we don't always have to cash the check when we sell. Like, obviously that's what we need to do, right? That's the number one, but there's also other avenues that we can mold from each partnership and in each relationship that we build, right?
Yeah, and you talked about building relationships.
Yeah.
And really, that's what it is about, because it's really, who are your clients? And the clients that purchase from you today will purchase again from you tomorrow. Yeah. And it's your return clients, right? And it's that word of mouth that's going to, you know, and it's all about the relationship. It's not about, you know, having millions and millions of clients. It's about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So you see, we have a lot to talk about. I love this. You know, I love this that you came on to, you know, share with us about what you're doing today, and that you've got that sales genius out there, and that you're helping women and men step into, you know, this relationship building and also building their own economy.
Right. Right. Building what they were supposed to build, you know, what they're meant to build. Yep. And doing it the right way.
Yeah. That's awesome. Dalton K. Jensen. Yes. Super nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thank you for booking Tom Palladino on your show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to love what he's bringing to the table. Wonderful man. And, you know, Scalar Light is the new technology. So, It's going to be really good.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on today. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everybody, we're going to be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're gonna find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning into the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest today is Jen Taylor, and she is a heart-centered entrepreneur and CEO of Sacred Connections. I'm going to introduce you to Jen Taylor, and she's going to tell us all about what Sacred Connections really means. She's been on the path and uses her 16 plus years of experience in the holistic community to serve and support her clients' journeys. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's so awesome to have you here. So, you know, how did you get started in this field of the holistic life, the holistic lifestyle? And because something must have happened a while back that started the progression of getting you on this path, so that then you can help your clients, the people that you're serving today, with removing their blockages, removing things that are no longer serving them to move into the greater alignment of who they are.
Yeah. So it's quite a long journey and story, but the long story short is I was really interested in the holistic world and really felt an intuitive nudge to go to massage school. So I was actually a massage therapist for 15 years. And throughout that time, I learned so much about the body, so much about the spiritual aspect of things, became a Reiki master, just started really adding many, many things on. And while I was helping my clients with massage, and it was amazing, I knew that there was a deeper way that I could help them, mostly because I was going through my own healing journey at the same exact time as I was working with my clients. And I had suffered emotional abuse in my first marriage, lots of hardships in my life, being a people pleaser, depression, anxiety, not giving myself permission to grieve, not giving myself permission to rest. I was just hustling all the time, being a mom to four and an entrepreneur. So just giving to everyone and not to myself. So as this was unraveling, I knew that I had to heal myself. So I went on a journey, a spiritual journey, a holistic journey of just doing lots and lots of inner work for many, many years. And I'd always been really passionate about empowering women and supporting women. And since I had gone through this process, I just knew the next best step, like it was in my heart. Now I have to share this with my clients. And I actually retired from massage about 2 years ago and stepped fully into my sacred connections, my body mind coaching practice. And it is very, very rewarding. And I'm making, you know, I'm helping them make huge impact in their life and giving them skills that they can have forever. So it's really amazing.
So how do you do that now? Like, you know, how do you do that? Do you have one-on-one sessions? Is that they meet you in the office, or they meet you on Zoom, or how does that work?
Yep. It's all virtual. That was one of my dreams, to line up with my values of, we actually moved to Florida about a year ago. One of my values is be in nature, to slow down in life. You know, I really help women catch their breath, and that's what I needed to do in life as well. So I'm completely virtual, working one-on-one with people. And then I also have a group program where I walk people through that as well. And I've developed something called the Breathe Method that I used through my journey. And this is now what I teach women, really to listen to their body's inner wisdom, you know, learn what it's like to be with themselves. You know, I'm an instinctive meditation coach as well. So I bring that in, really helping them feel into their confidence, trusting their intuitive body and what it needs, and boundaries, honoring boundaries, navigating tough emotions, and really just giving themselves permission to rest, to say no to things, because women say yes to everything, and permission to grieve, permission to have emotions through the change, through loss, you know, especially in the last few years. Oh my goodness.
Right. So basically, permission to get angry, permission to lose it, permission to destroy. It's kind of like, you know, enraged, to be enraged and basically not apologizing for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just accepting it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I know you've heard this before, I'm sure, that everyone loves your voice.
Yes. I have heard that many times. Yes.
Right? Because it's very calming. It's the voice that you have is a very calming, integrative voice. So it's a voice that's present. I feel that from you. I hear that from you. It's very calming. It's so needed in today's world.
Thank you.
Yeah, it feels like you have embodied your healing modalities, and you're owning it in your throat.
Yes, absolutely. And I've been told that for years, and I just really claimed that this past year. And, you know, people tell me that they feel safe with me. Mm-hmm. They feel that like they can be authentic and vulnerable. And that's really important, really, really important for me and for their healing journey as well. So thank you for that recognition.
Yeah, it's reflected. So I definitely feel that. I see that. I hear that. And so, you know, you had talked about that you were giving to everyone else in your life except for yourself. And now that you've used the holistic health path, journey, life, style, you know, and brought that into your own healing. And now what you've so generously, lovingly have given to yourself, you now bring that to your clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was such a process for myself. So many realizations, so much growth, so much that I learned that there was no way that I could not offer to women and give them this opportunity to do life differently. Because I just see women struggling and feeling so exhausted, so burnt out, so beat down, so hard on themselves. And they don't give themselves permission to feel joy, pleasure, to take up a hobby, right? Anything, even something really, really simple, let alone really pour into themselves and, you know, maybe make that career change or leave that toxic relationship or do whatever healing that they know that they want to, that they want to embark on.
Where are those women at, the women that you're talking about? Are they in the corporate world?
Some are. Yeah, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs because they are burning the candle at both ends, right? They're trying to sustain an incredibly successful business, whether it's their own or they're working for someone else. And usually they're a mom as well.
Yeah.
And maybe they have a partner. So they're trying to juggle everything all at once. So yeah, that's definitely a huge place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is where, you know, it's always nice to be able to say, are you this woman? Are you this woman that is so exhausted that is giving to everyone else and you're always last on the list? Are you this woman that is so, you know, tired of, you know, chasing the hamster in the hamster wheel? And do you want something greater for your life? Then it's time for you to contact Jen. So how do people message you? Where do they find you? What's your social media handles and your website?
Yeah, my website is jennifertaylor.blog. And on Instagram, I'm Jennifer Lynn Taylor, L-I-N, a little bit different there. And I'm Jen Taylor on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah. So what is it that you want to leave the audience with today? What is it that you want to say to the women today, the people that are listening, that tuned in just to hear this specific message today? What is it that you want to say to them?
I want them to slow down and just listen to their body's wisdom, their own wisdom. And I really want to give them permission to rest, to breathe, to feel whatever's there.
Yeah, I think that's the language of the soul that you just spoke.
Yeah,
I really wanted that to land and I really wanted to hear that. So those of you, I mean, I can see how having a session with you, do you do one-on-one sessions or do you do packages? How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do one-on-one sessions, completely customized coaching sessions with women. And then I have a group program where we walk through my breathe method over about 6 months together.
Good. You have a group method so that you have a group of, yeah, that's really good. I really see that that is so beneficial because really most of us, like you said earlier, have been burning the candle at both ends and we've been running and running and running and running and chasing the dream that was a lie that we thought we wanted. And now it's like really to slow down, to allow ourselves to take a breath and catch up and sit empty for a while and see what wants to be experienced from there. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We're so distracted and our lives are so chaotic that we don't have a chance to hear anything. So we look outside of ourselves for all the answers.
That's another piece. Is everyone is wanting what is the answer instead of realizing that, oh, I have the answer within, but I haven't looked there or listened there yet.
Right. I haven't slowed down for 2 minutes to hear it.
That's true. I haven't slowed down. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, helping women calm down, helping women relax and really feel into their inner essence, into their inner being. We appreciate you and definitely want to have a conversation with you again. So glad that you came on today. For the beloved audience now, I would love for you to stay tuned to Rosita. She is launching her first podcast today, which is really exciting. You know, she's helping the world move forward. And so that's really fun. And then right after that, there's going to be the Diane McClay Show. So hope that you stay tuned for all our beloved hosts. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.